Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. Happy New Year, everyone. 2016. Who the hell thought I'd live to 2016 back in the 80s with my partying ways, my Blanche DuBois thing happening? I am your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guest on the show will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, some of our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality stars. Who else do we have? We got producers, directors, actors, singers, comedians, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, novelists, and the list goes on and on and on. If they are working professionally in show business, we're gonna have them on the show to give you great entertainment career advice. Now, we make sure our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. Every once in a while, we'll bring a little beginner on, and that's so that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions, from beginner to intermediate to advanced, so you kind of get an idea of what's going on in all three phases. Now, you can also listen or download any of our past shows by going to our archive page on the LA Talk Radio website. Just go to Channel 1, there's a link, and then a drop-down box appears, and you just click on our show, Question Reality, and this is going to take you directly to our archive page. And also, our shows are available to listen to for free, love the word free, on iTunes under the podcast section, and then we're also on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality in the search box. Now, if you want to find out about our future guests, you're going to have to go to a totally different website, which is our official website, QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, QuestionRealityRadioShow.com, and you will see a list of our guests, our upcoming guests. And exciting, we are currently booking for the new year, so if you or someone you know is professionally working in show business and the areas that I just covered earlier, working in any of those areas, and you'd like to book a spot to come on and promote yourself or do your thing or showcase, please feel free to send us an email. Go to the website, questionrealityradioshow.com, and submit yourself, and we'll get back to you shortly and get you booked. Okay, so fabulous. I also encourage you to download our new free app for your iPhone or Android so that you can listen to all the other exciting and informative shows that we have on LA Talk Radio as well. I'm not the only exciting thing in town on LA Talk Radio, as many of you think. No, there are others on LA Talk Radio. So just go there and check them out. They cover just a wide variety of subjects. There's just so many different shows with so many things going on. It's just amazing. Now, to download our app, go to the homepage, latalkradio.com, the website, and it's located, the app is located at the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. So just scroll. We just got a new website and new apps, and we are hooking it up over here. You thought we were great before. Wait till you check out our new website. It's just so user-friendly, wonderful, gorgeous, gorgeous website. They did a great job. Now, as usual, we're starting the year out with a little beauty. This girl is a little gorgeous beauty. Her name is Madeline Victoria. Love it. Don't know if Victoria's her last name. Might be her middle name. We'll find out. But you know, I'm Priscilla Leona, so I love people who go by their first and middle name. I think it's just so much cooler than the first and last name. I don't know. Priscilla, Madeline. We could just go with one name. We don't know. Madeline may drop Victoria. We don't know when she becomes a country music star, which is what she is. Now, she is a top 50 CMT.com country music artist. And recently, she opened for the mega pop band. The young girls lose their minds over this little boy band called the Jonas Brothers. So she just opened for them as part of the Radio Disney Superstars of Dallas project. And Madeline Victoria and her band have also opened for some of the biggest names in country music, including Easton Corbin, Turnpike Troubadours, Tracy Lawrence, Kevin Fowler, Clay Walker, Josh Thompson, Dustin Lynch, Zach Brown Band, the Charlie Daniels Band, which is the only name I recognize because everybody knows I know nothing about country music, but I think they're old school because I remember being a kid hearing that name, and a ton more. So Madeline Victoria is rocking and rolling out there, honey. She is whipping it out. And her latest single release is called He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor and Sometimes in the Alleyway. No, it's actually, it stops at the dance floor. He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor is the title of her song. I was just having a flashback from the 80s. But we are going to be playing that song around 5:30, so just in a few minutes. So please, please, please stay with us. But let's get to know Madeline Victoria a little bit better and welcome her to the show. Welcome, Madeline Victoria.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. That was a cool intro. I loved it.
Well, good. I'm so glad. Well, you know, I of course, check out everyone, even though my assistant, she'll approve people, and then she'll say, oh, this one's cool. Oh, you have to have this one. Well, when she sent me the website and I watched her video, I'm like, oh, my God, this girl is so cute. You are gorge. You are absolutely adorable. You're so pretty. And not only that, more importantly, when I saw you, I was not expecting to hear what I heard come out of your mouth. You are a phenomenal singer. Wow. And you know what? I, again, straight up, everybody knows me, I am not a country music fan. I like some songs, but you know, I'm not like listening to it exclusively. But when I heard your voice, I'm like, damn, that girl has a really, really pretty voice. I love her voice. Very strong. It reminded me, again, I know a couple country music stars, but the first person it reminded me of was like a Loretta Lynn. It had like that Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn thing going on for me. That's what I heard. You know, people hear different things. But nevertheless, you have a fantastic voice. Madeline Victoria.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm very powerful coming out of a little tiny thing like you. What are you, like 5'1"?
I'm close to it. I'm 5'2".
See, I knew it. Just by the video, I said, she's just a little itsy bitsy thing, a little spinner, cute little thing. Now, we got to know, first of all, Madeline Victoria, is that your last name or your middle name?
That's actually my middle name, yes.
Yes, because I'm Priscilla Leona. Leona is my middle name. People think I'm Italian. I'm actually Irish, but when they hear Priscilla Leona, they think that I'm Italian. And I go, okay, yeah, I'm going to explain. So Madeline Victoria, let's tell everybody your website. It's MadelineVictoriaMusic.com, MadelineVictoriaMusic.com, and that's spelled M-A-D-E-L-Y-N, VictoriaMusic.com, so go there now, but don't watch the video while we're doing the interview. Maybe wait until after the interview to go to the website. I wanted to talk about this new single and video, He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. What kind of reactions have you been getting from fans and new listeners on its release?
Oh, it's been so many great and positive things. I'm so excited about everybody, you know, pretty much loving the song. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. I know some of the different, write-ups about me on the internet have been really nice and really cool. But the fans, and I get the phrase from a lot of girls that say, "Girl, that's my song." A lot of girls, can relate to that, I guess, you know, so that's why I wrote it. And I'm really excited that people are loving it. And even the guys sometimes are like, "Oh, I know a girl who only loves me on the dance floor." So it can also relate, you know, with the guys. So,
well, to
it's just really great.
To avoid diseases, I'd only recommend loving on the dance floor. People, if you're young, keep it on the dance floor. Now I notice, Madeline Victoria, I'm going to just call your whole name because I just love it so much. All right. So I might steal it or name a boat after you, if that's okay. So,
that's cool.
I notice, Madeline Victoria, that many musical artists are now not only creating a song, but a music video to accompany it. Can you tell aspiring singer-songwriters why they should do this? I assume, Madeline Victoria, that you create the song first and then the music video. So which one do you release first, or is it better to release it at the same time? You know, what's going on with that? Because it used to be you'd release the single and then a music video would come after. But I noticed the trend now is to release the video with the song, or release it as a song. It's just crazy. Tell us about what's going on, Madeline.
Yeah, of course. You know, it could be, like you said, I believe, like, you know, it depends on if you're an artist or the label. You know, the label will let you know, they're releasing the single, and then you could tell, you know, the people that the music video is coming soon, or yeah, it's released also at the same time. And like you said, it's been doing, they've been doing that a lot lately. And so it just depends on how you want to promote it and how you think the masses will react to it, and, you know, how many hits that you're going to get. You know, personally, though, what I did, I actually released my single first, and then I had everybody, first, listen to the song and then get excited about what's to come with the music video. And I released the song earlier, actually, in the year on my own before I was with MTS Management and Star One Records. So, you know, I did a little promo by myself, but I knew that, you know, needed to go further. So I got with some really great people, like I said, MTS Management and Star One Records. And, you know, we released, then I released a video. And so when I got with them, you know, we released it actually at the same time with them. So it just depends on how you want to get your, you know, reach the masses. And, you know, from what I've seen, it could be, different things. But as long as you are focusing on the promotion of your single and the video at the same time, you know, find a way to do that on social media, which is, you know, very, very handy. And I think I've seen a lot of different changes and all that, like, as well. But what I personally did was I released a single and then the video. And it could be done at the same time, you know, so people can have something to look at while they're actually listening to it. But I actually personally like people to get excited about a video that's coming up, like, you know, that's going to paint that picture after what they've seen, to see, oh, is the music video kind of like what I pictured? Or, you know, is it going to be, you know, the rest of the story, or, you know, something like that, that helps people with that and the releasing and of all that.
Oh, yeah. So first, now I got to ask you, Madeline Victoria, this is a little off topic, but I just couldn't stand it. Who the hell is that hottie that you're dancing with in that music video? Because I want him. I want him in my personal toy collection. He is a boy toy. What is going on? Who is he? Is that your boyfriend, or is that some hot guy you put on the casting couch for the music video?
Give me the scoop. No, he's not my boyfriend. I actually met him before at we actually recorded this video in San Antonio, Texas, at the Cowboys Dance Hall. And he's actually the lead house band singer of Cowboys Dance Hall. So he's always there playing every week. All the girls love him. They go crazy over him. And he's a really great singer as well. So my producer of the video and director also is in the band there at Cowboys Dance Hall in San Antonio. So he asked if I would, you know, he said, "Look at this guy. I know you're looking at different people in your casting, but this is my suggestion. And, you know, since we are going to film it there at the Cowboys Dance Hall, what do you think?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, he's perfect."
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Now see, you've titillated me even more. Lord telling me he's a cowboy. So now I've got the whole fantasy going on now. I've got the cowboy boots. He's got a big buckle. I have, you know how when you had those dolls, your Barbie dolls, and you dressed them up in different outfits? I can do it in my mind. So I've just dressed him up in a couple outfits now that I know he's a cowboy. What is his name, by the way? Let's give him some credit because he did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, Matt Slovacek. That is his name, Matt Slovacek. Y'all can look him up on Facebook, and he has, you know, a couple songs recorded as well. So, yeah, I'm really grateful to be able to be in my video. Yeah.
Look him up. I don't know how to spell that last name.
I actually don't either.
See that? That's what happens. That's why Madeline Victoria and I go by our first and middle names. Those last names will kill you when you're trying to promote yourself. Think about that, people.
Yes.
Think about it. Branding. Branding is very important. You can't have names that you can't pronounce and spell. It's very hard. People have like a 5-second attention span. So if they go and try to look old hottie cowboy up there and they can't spell his name, it's like next. So hottie boy just lost it. So tell him he might want to just go by his first and middle name like we do too, Madeline. Hey, so a question for you. Now, am I reading your information correctly? Are you a beauty pageant contestant or past winner?
Yes, I have been involved in a few of those, yeah.
Love it. I am obsessed, Madeline Victoria, with beauty pageants. I used to watch all of the shows, with the first one being Toddlers and Tiaras, where they, you remember that show where we discovered the missing link in her family, aka Honey Boo Boo and family. And I just love, there was another show called, I don't remember what it was called, but it had that big blonde lady named Kim who won Miss Arkansas, and she claimed she was a little ugly dog face when she was little, but she grew into a beauty. That was a show that was on, and I love this woman and her sister and her grandmother. You remember that show that came on? It was about beauty pageant. She was a coach, a beauty pageant coach.
Yeah, very, very vaguely, but I do know, and you know, remember people talking about it. Yes.
Oh, she was so funny. And then they got a new one with some lawyer guy. He's like a lawyer in Arkansas. I don't know. Something's going on in Arkansas. There's like a beauty pageant phenomenon happening. But he's a lawyer by day and a pageant coach by night and on the weekend. He's so funny, hysterical. So I love beauty pageants. I am pro beauty pageants. So how many pageants have you won?
Oh, this was probably about 3, I'm going to say, you know, if I could remember, I can, you know, let you know, tell you about these pageants. But yeah, I was involved in FFA organization growing up, and I loved raising animals, and I want to have a big farm one day. So they have these pageants within the FFA organization. So I love to, you know, anything with a stage and anything to get exposure, you know, even if it has nothing to do with my singing, because these actually pageants that I was in did not involve a talent portion, mainly because they were focusing on the volunteer work and the scholarships for college and all that stuff. But I still was involved in it, and you know, won a couple. I was, you know, Cameron County cowgirl here at the local county, and I was also at the livestock shows. I was also my homecoming queen, which is not necessarily a pageant, you would say, but I later found out once I won Homecoming Queen, I got a letter from an organization called America's Homecoming Queen. And what this is a scholarship pageant as well, just like, you know, any other pageant in the United States for America's, you know, for those pageants. And I won Texas Homecoming Queen, and there was about 50 girls competing in that, and then went all the way to America's Homecoming Queen. And I actually was in Anaheim, California for this. And I won that title of second runner-up there, and then we had the pageant at Disneyland. So that was really cool. I did not know that the Homecoming Queens had a, you know, a pageant for organization for that, and it's really neat. The coaches involved in all that, they're actually involved in Miss America and all that as well. So, you know, these girls that see and our Homecoming Queens can probably, you know, venture off to that. You know, I stuck with my singing career, but that's something that I had under my belt and, you know, one of the other things that I love to do growing up.
Well, yeah, and I'm surprised it didn't have a talent portion, but that pageants is, I don't know why people are so down on pageants, because I just think it instills such confidence in you. I mean, you can go either way. It's a slippery slope. You can become superficial and shallow, or you can become full of confidence, and it can really help with your career. I think it's an excellent confidence builder and a great exposure for your talent, because most of the pageants do have talent competitions as well. So I love pageants. I'm pro pageant myself. Now, I see that you were also, how did you get involved with this Radio Disney Superstars of Dallas? To be able to open for the Jonas Brothers. How did that happen? What is that, by the way?
It's an organization out of Dallas that's associated with Disney and Radio Disney and all that going on. So we had these people are from Dallas, like you said, and they just put together a group of kids who are involved on the music side of Disney. And of course, you know, it goes, like I said, it's just a branch of you know, main Disney, and auditions that go on for different parts and shows. And, you know, it all starts somewhere. So that's where I believe that it all starts with Disney. And I had a lot of other castings that I got within that, but I just, you know, decided again to do my, you know, career in my singing and learn it pretty, kind of go the hard way, you know, the long years and all that. And with my band and the honky tonks and country is really, you know, where my heart is. So back to Disney, I started off when I was about 15 years old, and I left for, you know, it was a talent search that we had here locally. My parents took me to, then it went all the way up to Dallas, and I got some training up there. We went to New York City and competed. I won a competition, you know, singing competition up there, and I got some castings up there for different agencies. And, you know, it all came down to just really, you know, wanted to stay in Texas at such a young age. And really take advantage of Radio Disney Superstars. And I got to, like you said, open up for the Jonas Brothers, which was super awesome at the time. You know, they were really at their peak of their career. And it was just an awesome time. And actually the first time opening up for a big name and where it all started. And right then and there, I knew that I'd be doing, you know, these kinds of types of concerts for the rest of my life. And it's just been super, super awesome ever since.
So did you get to personally, I know you opened for the Jonas Brothers, but did you get to meet any of those little hot tomatoes? Did you get to talk to them, or did they keep you guys separate?
They wasn't necessarily separate. They had just flown in from another show. So they were coming in while we were done. Like, you know, we were coming off the stage while they were going on the stage, but they quickly said hi to all of us, you know, which was really nice. And they kind of zoomed past us, you know, to get prepared and ready. And this was at a big water park up in Dallas, and thousands of, you know, screaming girl fans. And, you know, they were really rushing it, you know, pretty much in there. And, but, we did get to stay high, which was really cool. And, you know, at the time, and it was just, oh my gosh, it was just amazing.
Were they at the peak of their career at this particular time?
Yes.
Lucky you didn't get trampled over there. Now, I did not know you actually were the one to introduce me to checking out this Radio Disney Superstar thing of Dallas. I didn't even know Disney was, they had like a country talent scout sort of division. So I went on the web, I Googled it, and then I was led to an actual website where the first person I see on there is Scotty McCreery. And oh my gosh, now he was my little obsession on American Idol. Now, my friend Michael Orlin and Pisha McPhee work on American Idol. Pisha McPhee is Catherine McPhee's mom, you know, that hit show Scorpion. On top of Scorpion. Well, she's the star of the show, and her mom's Pisha McPhee, and she's a vocal coach on American Idol. And Michael Orlin, I think, is the associate musical director on American Idol. So I was, I tuned into the show because, of course, they're on there, and I saw Scotty McCreery, and I thought, oh, I have never heard a young boy that had a deep voice like that. Man, he has like such a beautiful low bass country voice. And are you familiar with his music? Do you know Scotty McCreery?
Yeah. Yes, yes, I'm very familiar.
He's really good. Great, yes, and he's a great performer and just a really, really nice guy. From what I hear from behind the scenes, he's a really, really, really sweetheart. He's a darling. Are you now? I know that in December of 2012, you performed in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood, maybe, and you as the Shania Twain single. You were the Shania Twain sing-off contest winner. Now, I love me some Shania. I love Shania. How did that happen? Is it that you had to sound like her, or was it just a competition for any singer to come in and you can sound like yourself? It wasn't like, oh, win by sounding like Shania, like a look-alike contest, is it? Was it?
No, it was not. It was just, all you have to do is sing your favorite Shania Twain song. And however, you would either go and audition in person at Caesar's Palace Entertainment, put this on together in association with Shania at the time, because she had a really big residency there that was going on. That was the first time that she came back in a while. So they wanted to do this for, publicity and promotion and all that, and, to get it really out there. And to have to give the opportunity to a singer to go out there and sing on the Strip of Las Vegas and also at the NFR Rodeo, which was super awesome and perfect, because I was just thinking about how I wanted to perform there, and then it all just came together. And I actually just sent in a video, and there was going to be two winners. One would be a fan favorite, which you would ask all your family and friends to vote for you, and then there would be that winner, and then the other one would be all the judges that pick the grand prize winner out of those who audition live and those who audition through video. And, I was just so blessed to have been selected that it was just, I was just in my room. You can see it on YouTube. I'm on my bed and my brother's playing the guitar in the background, and I'm singing You're Still the One by Shania Twain. And it was just a very, casual video, and I didn't think much of it. Of course, I always try my best when it comes to singing, but that's just the way I am, a very simple person, and, just do my thing, do what I love to do. And they selected me out of all these other contestants, and I was super excited about that. And I got to perform with a band out there in Las Vegas on this trip. They learned actually a few of my original songs, which was really cool, and got to perform that for people out there. And then my brother and I performed acoustically during the NFR Rodeo there while people are, walking around, and the big convention center they have there. So that was really, really neat too. So really, really great experience, and made really great connections with some people out there. And so it was a really, really awesome time. And we also got to go see Shania Twain in concert, and I was a little upset that I didn't get to meet her because she was just so busy, but they did know that, that I was the winner of the contest. So that was really cool.
Wow, that is very cool to be the Shania Twain sing-off contest winner, because I imagine that a lot of people submitted for that. So that is a feather in your cap, Madeline Victoria, for sure. Now, what is this Octave Higher Christmas event you were part of? What was that about?
It's just something that I put together on my own. I love to, sing to children. I love to go out and do a lot of community work. I've done community service since I even competed in high school with community service projects, and that was part of my passion. So I put together, all my different passions and singing, community service, and whatnot. So I put this together, and you hear musicians say, that's an octave higher, or, a phrase, and I wanted to put something different and a twist on an organization, and I want to start this. Right now it's very small. I'm just doing this on my own, and every year I put together either a fundraiser or a benefit concert or just something that I'm doing on my own, going out to all the hospitals and donating gifts to all these local hospitals with children that are sadly sick during the holidays and they can't be at home and the parents are there. So this is what I do around here locally and regionally, and with all the faith that I have, I know that it's going to be really big one day. And I want to get a lot of people involved and just helping different organizations that mainly involve children in this specific project that I'm doing. And just something to bring some cheer during the holidays, no matter what holiday it is during, the time where, you're supposed to be with family and loved ones and you just can't. So different things that I've done, seeing concerts, we put together different activities. We did the special education department of a school one time where we did different activities with the kids you know, motor activity training events. So yeah, it's just things that I do when I have the time, when I'm not, you know, playing shows or I'm not on the road. This is something that I like to do on my free time.
Wonderful. You are charitable as well, which always looks good in the resume. So this is very, very nice. Well, enough talking. We want to hear some singing. Singing, 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 singing. We want to hear this song, this latest hit song. And you're getting radio play, right? You're getting radio play? Lots of...
Yes. Yes, we're getting out there, you know, NTS management and my team out there really working hard on, you know, doing some charting, which is really, really cool to see my name out there, along with people like Scotty McCreery and George Strait, and their singles are out there doing so good, and to see my name along with their names is just so crazy. So, and I'm really happy for that and excited about, you know, like climbing some more.
Is that on the top 50 CMT? That's country music. Country. What does the T stand for? CM, I imagine, is country music, but what's the T stand for? That's the television station, isn't it? CMT.
Yeah, CMT. So their website is CMT.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top 50. CMT, country music television. Okay, so we are going to hear this song, He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. Just like in 1 minute, can you describe what the song is about or why you wrote it?
Yes, for sure. I wrote this about 4 or 5 years ago. At the time, I did have a boyfriend who we'd love to go out dancing, and he ended up only loving me on the dance floor. And I didn't, you know, I finished the song before our relationship was over. But I did see a lot of this.
He only loved you on the dance floor. You didn't even get any action or anything. Only this for action. My God. All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and it just, you know, what I see, you know, different relationships, it kind of is like however you want to interpret that, you know, you can go out to the dance halls or to a bar or wherever, you know, you see that guy that you shouldn't, you know, be dancing with, you shouldn't talk to, because you know he's just going to break your heart over and over again, but you just end up doing all that anyway. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what a lot of people, I believe, are relating to, and I just hope a lot of people like it.
Well, you know, I actually used to, you know how they have that term work husband, like you could be married to a guy, but then you have a guy that you really get along with at work. They call them work husbands. So they're not really your husband, they're your work husband. Well, there are a lot of people who are dancers, whether they're professional or whether they just dance very well. They go to salsa clubs and, you know, West Coast swing, East Coast swing, and they always have a guy that is like their perfect partner to dance with. Doesn't mean that they're romantically interested in them necessarily, but they're, if you are lucky, this is my feeling, if you are lucky in your life and you love dancing, you will find at least one guy that is so perfect for you to dance with. They're agile and they're flexible and they just move and groove, and you, everything is synchronized and it's so beautiful that it feels magical. Sort of like a Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. So it's sort of that. So if you're lucky enough to find a guy, you can love him on the dance floor and kick his ass to the curb when you get outside. But I think it's a great thing to have a guy to love on the dance floor. So I just wanted to say that it's a beautiful thing if you can find someone to dance with. So let's hear Madeline Victoria's hit, He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. And when we come back after hearing it, we're going to get some career advice from Madeline Victoria to pursue a career as a country singer-songwriter. So don't go away, and let's listen to He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. Take it away.
It's been a long weekend.
my God.
You know, I'm listening to you. When I'm talking to you, you don't, your voice doesn't sound anything like when you sing. I mean, you're so, you know, you sound so, because you're obviously very young and you sound very young, but when you open your mouth to sing, it's a very mature, seasoned, very, very nice melodic voice, huh?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I, you know, a lot of people, even when I was younger, I've heard that a lot. So I'm just like, oh, thanks.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I have a question. Now, when you were listening to that song, when you were listening to your song, was there a cough on that song? Is that on the song or is that something you did while the song was playing?
Oh my goodness! I thought I put the phone away.
so you did? Because I was thinking, do you know that there's a cough recorded in that song? So no, that was you coughing, and we heard that, right?
Yeah, that was just me going off to the side.
Thank God, because I was wondering why no one picked that up when the song was finalized. I'm thinking, uh-oh, you're going to have a problem on your hands here. Okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, remember I told you anything that you do is going to be recorded. So we heard a nice cough right in the middle of your song. So just to let you know, added a little excitement on this end. I thought, Hey, Ian, it sounds fantastic, and I just love it so much. Are you working on any other songs right now? What's going on? Now, I know you got an upcoming tour, a radio tour in January. Is this going to be, like, the song you're leading with, or are there other songs? Was there a CD, and this is one of the songs on the CD? What's going on?
Yes, I had recorded a EP, which is a 5-song self-titled EP, Madeline Victoria, and the song was featured on there as my single, my first one. So, yes, I'll be promoting the single at all these stations. We're going to 20 different stations, so I'm super excited. This is my first time, you know, really doing this, my first radio tour, so I'm really excited about that. And I do have another song on the EP that I may release as a single a little later, and then I'm going to be doing some new recordings upcoming in the summertime. So I'm really excited about that as well. I'm just trying to, you know, get things together, you know, which producers I want, and, you know, researching different, you know, recording studios, having my team look at, you know, different things and suggestions and whatnot. So I'm working on all that. I do always work on my own material as well. I'm always songwriting, always have so many new things and new songs that people, I'm really excited to get recorded and out there. But right now, you know, my main focus is on He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor, kind of making that, you know, my first signature song and getting it out there so people know my style and my taste and how I ride, and you know, just a little preview of what I'm doing and how I write and whatnot.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad. Am I on your tour? Am I part of the 20 tour? Did Question Reality?
I actually think that we're right now we're going to do the 20 stations.
Damn, I'm not
Texas
on the tour.
All the way. No.
I didn't make the radio tour. Damn it. I want to be on the radio tour. You tell Michael Stover to put me on the radio tour next time. My goodness. I'm glad that while you were describing, doing your explanation, you said part of your team. Let's talk about that now that we're in the career advice portion of the show. Not everybody can afford to have a team. Right. So when they're starting out, there are people that are, you know, poor and they can't afford it. And let's talk about how we can help them. What do you feel are the pros and cons in the life if you choose to be a country music singer? What are the pros? What are the cons? Being realistic, being real.
Yes, for sure. Yes, I'll be very real. You know, I started off, I feel like I am, you know, still in the beginning, I am in the beginning stages of my career, and this was all possible with, I could say the one thing that everyone can remember is support, financial support from local businesses, and also finding some investors. And that's how I believe a lot of independent artists are, you know, doing that. And I think now a lot of people are doing social media things like a Kickstarter program and whatnot to get started recording. But and, you know, all in a nutshell for the first, you know, what I'm going to say is getting that financial support. You know, you can't be afraid to ask for the money, because if you believe you are talented and you have a talent And I'm not saying that I, you know, believe that I'm going to share a little bit about my faith. You know, I feel like this is only from God, and that's what I believe in my thing. And so I really want to get this out there and get out there into the world, and something that I was blessed with. So, you know, I saw that, I recognized that, my family recognized that. And, you know, I'm in a situation where I do have my family support, but I know a lot of people out there don't. But you got to do it anyway. You got to get it out there if that's really your passion, and get some support from local businesses. Find out what you're going to do first if you're trying to get music out there first, and record a couple songs to get on the disc, and, you know, promote your music out there and give it to people. And that's exactly what you need to do. You got to get some financial support from local businesses. You know, I think, you know, all the support that I've had so far, from my dentist to local restaurants to, you know, different things like that, who also, you know, share the same, you know, type of music. They love my music. They love, you know, what I'm doing, and they support me, and they see that I'm doing something that's my passion. And you got to find people out there like that. Once you start to do it, you know, the universe starts working around you, and it just all comes together in a positive light. And you know, don't get me wrong, it is hard, especially in the beginning. And it will continue to be hard work, just like anything else, I believe, in this life. So let's always remember that, no matter what you're going to pursue, whether it's work, you know, an 8-to-5 job, but specifically what we're doing with our careers, and it's a little different. There's no structure to it. You have to make sure you have your own structure. And really, the first steps are getting that financial support. Because I got to tell you, even right now, you know, I always have the financial support, and for my shows, and, you know, making money for my shows. And now that I do have my record, making money off of my merchandise and my CD and whatnot. And it's a continued thing until you're over, quote unquote, overnight success. You know, people will, you got to work 10 or, you know, whatever years until that quote unquote overnight success. So, yeah, I really, really encourage a lot of people out there who are starting off to just, you know, really have faith in themselves and get out there, and don't be afraid to ask for the financial support.
Well, and what I am always preaching to people about is that they have the basic understanding about what the career is that they're pursuing. It is called show business. And business is in there for a reason. It is a business. And a lot of people who choose the arts, they want to focus on what they like to call their craft or their artistry, which is the actual doing, performing part of it. But in order to be able to do that successfully, you really have to take care of the business end. You really do. You can't just be focusing on the performing part. You got to take care of your business. And you have to have the ability of a basic business understanding of how to take care of yourself and how to actually start to get the performing part rolling, which is taking care of the business. There's steps that you have to do. So let's talk about how you had said you get financial support from your local businesses. And you had mentioned, like, dentist, right? So how would a person, because I never even thought about that, honestly, that's a great tip. I never thought about going to my dentist if I were a singer-songwriter and saying, hey, what would you say? How would you approach that for people who are listening and thinking, wow, I have a dentist. How would I get money out of my dentist? What are you going to offer them? You know, what is the trade for exposure? What's the trade? What's the quid pro quo?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, when you start to do that, you know, you do have to have a specific plan to show them. First of all, I'm going to say that, first of all, let me backtrack a little bit. You got to have a real relationship with them as well. You know, whether you don't want to fake something and just be like, hey, buddy, let's be friends, and oh, can you help me financially? So you gotta find those who you do, you know, have a genuine relationship with, or, you know, start to make them your friends, get to know the person, and then, you know, they see that this is your passion. And then once you do have a plan and set, like, okay, first of all, I'm going to start to record my first EP, or I'm going to start to record my first record. How do I go about this? You know, you type your letter up. That's the first thing that I did. You type your letter up, you know, stating your what you do and what you're going to do and where you're going to record, and, you know, give them options, kind of like, you know, anything from, you know, $25 donation to $100, or the little mark check box that says or more, you know, and you just go out there and you go to 100 places and maybe you'll get half. You know, I believe that's another thing in this business where, you know, you go out there and you have different auditions, and You don't get like, you know, 5 or 10, but you'll get that one that's going to count. So that's kind of how we do this in the business as well. In little steps, that's how I did it. You know, going out there, I was recording my first EP. I got that, you know, in return to the business, you know, you get them a few CDs, you get them some promo pictures, you know, thanking them for their support, writing on there with your signature. And they might even put it up in their business if you know, when they really believe in you, and they put it up there and for people to see that they do support you as well. So it's kind of, you know, you're making yourself really close to your local businesses, because you are a business and you're getting support from other local businesses. And it all just comes together in that sort of way. And like I said, whether it's you're recording your first.
What do they get in return? Are they writing it off that they gave you a donation, or are you saying, okay, well, if you give me money, then I'll put your name on my flyer? Or what are you giving them? What can you offer them?
Okay, yeah, like I said, you know, what I did with my first EP, I gave all my sponsors prize packages of what they, you know, the actual material that I did. And also, I had a banner that I would always perform and have my sponsors listed on there. I would always announce them at my shows, you know, go support my, you know, my doctor, dentist is Dr. De La Rosa, go out and you know, get, you know, basically promoting him as well. So it's kind of a natural thing that I, you know, start doing. And then I realize, okay, this is what you have to do. You have to, you know, promote them as well, as much as, you know, they're promoting you and helping you financially. And it's just, you know, it also depends on the business themselves. You know, they might tell you, oh, can you do this for us if we do that for you? And actually, if it is a donation, the business itself does count it off as a write-off for tax purposes. And it's not necessarily something that you give back to them, as far as, you know, I wouldn't know what to say as far as what they,
percentage.
Right. That's completely different. That would be, you know, sponsors are totally different than investors. So, investments are completely different. So that, yeah, I don't think they could use that as a tax write-off as far as investors go, but sponsors definitely, they don't need really anything in return. But as far as the artist goes, and for you to, you know, put your name out there in a good light, you know, you definitely want to do something for them as far as CDs go, you know, free promotion on your end while you're performing, or, you know, whatever events that you're doing, maybe you can sing for an event for them, or if they're going to do something for their business, you know, just different little things like that you can jot down and really put down and plan it once you already have something in mind. Like I said, whether you're going to start recording your first CD, or you're going to do, like, you know, your first big concert and you need some sponsors for different things for that, you know, for the stage, for the sound, for whatever it is, you know, whatever you're starting off with. And I believe that, again, that's a really good way to go.
Fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, Madeline Victoria, what a fantastic job you did, and how happy we were to have you on the show today. You are a little joy. You are a little dream, a little diamond in the rough. You are wonderful. Such a little sweetheart, aren't you?
Oh, thank you.
Well, listen, are you, hopefully you're going to come to LA in the future. And if you do, you absolutely have to contact me in advance so that I can, you know, maybe get you hooked up with a couple clubs around here. You know, be doing this show for 8 years. I've been in entertainment for 25. So I know a lot of people who own clubs out here. So if you ever want to come to LA, let me know about 3-6 months in advance, and let's get you booked at a couple clubs out here. Oh, I'll have to talk to Michael. Yeah, just tell Michael to contact me and we'll set it up for sure.
Perfect.
Love Michael Stover. Perfect. With MTS Management. Oh, I adore him. I always have all his clients on, and he is just a joy to work with. He's a fantastic manager. If anyone, by the way, is starting out in country music, you definitely want to have this guy, Michael Stover, work for you, because he is just wonderful. Oh, he returns emails immediately. It doesn't matter when or where, he will return an email. So you're lucky to have Michael Stover, Madeline Victoria. But yeah, if you ever come out to LA, please have Michael contact me, or you can feel free to contact me directly too as well. And
we'll
come to your show. I'll get a bunch of people. We'll come to see you at wherever you are.
Yes, perfect.
And when you finish your songs in the future, you want to come back on, give me a buzz, send me an email. Oh, we're Facebook friends now, so you can send me a message.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. All right, sweetie. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Please go to Madeline Victoria's website. It's madelinevictoriamusic.com. And go to, I assume she's on iTunes, and go purchase that song, right?
Yes, please, everybody. All that would be so amazing.
Yes, and I assume she's on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So follow her and like her and subscribe to her channel and do all that stuff. You know what to do, people. Thank you, Madeline Victoria, you little joy. Thank you for coming on, darling. And we hope and wish you the very best in the future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me and hope to be on here soon again. Thank you.
Well, anytime you got an open invitation. And hey, try to get that hottie. Try to get him on my show. I've given you a homework assignment.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. Say goodbye to your fans.
I will. Okay. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. And I appreciate all the support. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.